Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldreich, and today we're in Sechas Erevin, Daf Ein Ches. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Huna said, Amud Rishas HaRabin Gavo Asara V'Rachav Arba. If a post that is 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide, thereby constituting Rishas Yachid, stands in Rishas HaRabim, V'Natz V'Yasid Koshu, and one wedged a peg of any size into the top of the post, Miyato, the peg reduces some of the top surface area, rendering it a Makom Patur. The Gemara presents three interpretations of Rav Huna's ruling. Rav Ada bar Ava said, Ugvo Shlosha, and the peg must be 3 tefachim high. Rashi explains that if it's not 3 tefachim, it's considered part of the top surface. Abai and Rav both said, Afu Pisha Ein Gvo Shlosha, even though the peg is not 3 tefachim high, it still renders the top of the post a Makom Patur, since that part of the surface where the peg was put isn't usable. Rav Ashi disagreed with both interpretations and said, Afil Shgvo Shlosha Tefachim, even if the peg is 3 tefachim high, it doesn't render the top of the post a Makom Patur because it's possible to hang something onto the peg. Rashi explains that since the peg performs a function of the post, it's considered as part of the post and not something that detracts from it. Point number two, Rabbi Yosef asks Rabbi what the halacha is. If one placed two ladders against the wall, each one less than 2 tefachim wide, and he put straw in the middle, which Rashi explains to mean that he pressed the straw into the shape of rungs and connected them to each ladder. Do we regard the ladders as having the requisite width of 4 tefachim? Rabbi answered, Ein kavarego olbehen, the ball of the foot cannot go up on them, since one usually steps on the middle part of the rung. Therefore, the straw rungs are not a valid extension. Rabbi Yosef then asked what the halakha is if one affixed straw rungs on either side of a narrow ladder. And Rabbi responded, kavarego olbehen, the ball of the foot can go up on them, and therefore the straw rungs are a valid extension. And point number three, Rav Yosef asks, Asu ilan sulam mahu, what's the halacha if one made a tree into a ladder? Is the tree considered a pesach, which allows two chatzeros to join in a mutual erev, even though one may not climb a tree on Shabbos? He then asked, if we rule that an ordinary tree can serve as a ladder to be an erev, Asu l'ashera sulam mahu, what's the halacha if one made an asherah tree into a ladder? Since one gets hanah from the erev chatzeros, would it be permissible to use it? Rabbi answered that the tree is mutter and the asher is aser. The Ritva explains that since it's permitted to use the tree as a pesach during the week, we view the Shabbos challenge as incidental and doesn't affect the tree's legal status as a pesach. Rabbi Yochanan said, and there are those that say Rabbi Elazar said, Koshe iser Shabbos goramlo aser. The tree which cannot be climbed because of Hilchos Shabbos is aser, but the asher which cannot be used for a non-Shabbos related reason is mutter. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak presents a third answer. So once again, the three points are, point number one, Rav Huna said, Amud Berushas HaRabim Gavo Asar V'Rachav Arba, if a post that is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, thereby constituting a Rishus HaYachid, stands in Rishus HaRabim, V'Natz Bo Yasid Koshu, and one wedged a peg of any size into the top of the post, Miyato, the peg reduces some of the top surface area, rendering it a Makom Patur. The Gemara presents three interpretations of Rav Huna's ruling. Rav Ada bar Ava said, U'B'Gvoa Shlosha, and the peg must be 3 tefachim high. Rashi explains that if it's not 3 tefachim, it's considered part of the top surface. Abai and Rav both said, Afo Pisha Ein Gvoa Shlosha, even though the peg isn't 3 tefachim high, it still renders the top of the post a Makom Patur, since that part of the surface where the peg was put isn't usable. Rav Ashi disagreed with both interpretations and said, Afil Shel Gvoa Shlosha Tefachim, even if the peg is 3 tefachim high, it doesn't render the top of the post a Makom Patur because it's possible to hang something onto the peg. And Rashi explains that since the peg performs a function of the post, it's considered as part of the post and not something that detracts from it. Point number two, Rav Yosef asked Rabba what the halacha is if one placed two ladders against the wall, each one less than 2 tefachim wide, and he put straw in the middle, which Rashi explains to mean that he pressed the straw into the shape of rungs and connected them to each ladder. Do we regard the ladders as having the requisite width of 4 tefachim? Rabbi answered, Ein kavarego olbehen, the ball of the foot cannot go up on them, since one usually steps on the middle part of the rung. Therefore, the straw rungs are not a valid extension. Rabbi Yosef then asked what the halacha is if one affixed straw rungs on either side of a narrow ladder. And Rabbi responded, kafarega obahen, the ball of the foot can go up on them, and therefore the straw rungs are a valid extension. And point number three, Rabbi Yosef asked, Asuli ilan suam mau, what's the halacha if one made a tree into a ladder? Is the tree considered a pesach, which allows the two chatzeros to join in a mutual erev, even though one may not climb a tree on Shabbos? Is the tree considered a pesach, which allows the two chatzeros to join in a mutual erev, even though one may not climb a tree on Shabbos? He then asked that if he ruled that an ordinary tree can indeed serve as a ladder to be an erev, Asu la asherah sulam mahu, what's halacha if one made an asherah tree into a ladder? Since one gets hanah from the Erev Chatzeros, would it be permissible to use it? Rabbi answered that the tree is mutter and the asherah is usser. The Ritva explains that since it's permitted to use the tree as a Pesach during the week, we view the Shabbos challenge as incidental and it doesn't affect the tree's legal status as a Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan said, and there are those that say that Rabbi Lazar said, Kol she'iser Shabbos gorem lo usser. The tree which cannot be climbed because of Hilchos Shabbos is usser, but the asherah which cannot be used for a non-Shabbos-related reason is mutter. And Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak presents a third answer. All right, so now we go to our Simfer Daf Ayin Ches, and this one comes to us by way of Jeremy Scheinwitz and Yeshua Eisenberg, who both suggested Ayin Ches is a child going ugh, a child going ugh. So that's our Simfer. So here goes. The mischievous kid who went ugh when he saw the bowl of spinach, balanced it on a three tefachim peg stuck in a post, then booby-trapped the ladders to get it by placing straw rungs in the middle, and also required climbing up an asherah tree. Once again in slow motion. The mischievous kid who went ugh when he saw the bowl of spinach, ugh, that must be run Daf. Ein Ches. The mischievous kid who went ugh when he saw the bowl of spinach, balanced it on a three tefachim peg stuck in a post, which reminds us that Rav Huna said that a peg stuck in a 10x4 tefachim post that was in Rishus HaRabim diminishes its status from Rishus HaYachid into a Makom Patur, and there was a three-way machlokas regarding how long the peg must be. So the mischievous kid who went ugh when he saw the bowl of spinach, balanced it on a three tefachim peg stuck in a post, then booby-trapped the ladders to get it by placing straw rungs in the middle, which reminds us that straw rungs placed between two narrow ladders does not extend the lengths of the ladder rungs to give the ladder a status of a Pesach, because people step on the middle part of the rungs. But straw rungs placed on either side of a narrow ladder would extend the rungs. So the mischievous kid went ugh when he saw the bowl of spinach, balanced it on a three tefachim peg stuck in a post, then booby-trapped the ladders to get it by placing straw rungs in the middle, and also required climbing up an asherah tree. Which reminds me of Rabbi Yosef's questions whether a tree or an asherah can be considered a sulam to permit two chatzeros to join in a mutual erev, given that one is not permitted to climb a tree on Shabbos and is prohibited to get hanah from the asherah tree. Three answers were given. So once again. So the mischievous kid went ugh when he saw the bowl of spinach, balanced it on a three tefachim peg stuck in a post, then booby-trapped the ladders to get it by placing straw rungs in the middle, and also required climbing up an asherah tree. All right, so now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Ayin Dalet. So the Simfer Daf Ayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The expert witness. Witness, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Dalet. The expert witness who was testifying in the case of a mabui with a ruin on one side, which reminds us, there's a three-way machlokes regarding what type of mabui can be adjusted with a lechi or a kora. Rav said, Ein mabui nitir b'lechi b'kora ad shiu batim v'chetzeros besuchim l'socho. A mabui is not rendered permissible with a lechi or a kora unless there are houses and chatzeros opening into it, which means at least two chatzeros that each contain two homes. Shmuel said, Afil bais echot v'chatzer achas, even one house without a chatzer and one chatzer to which at least one house opens. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Afil churva, even a ruin on one side and a chatzer to which at least one house opens. Rabbi Yosef clarified to Abai that Rabbi Yochanan did not permit a mavui if a path to a vineyard is on one side of the mavui instead of the ruin. The difference is that a ruin is chazil adira, somewhat suitable for a residence, whereas the vineyard path is not. So the expert witness who was testifying in the case of a mabui with a ruin on one side, quoting with confidence the Lashon of a Mishnah, which reminds us, the Gemara relates, and Rebbe Elazar overheard someone give over Shmuel's opinion that even one house without a chatzer, and one chatzer to which at least one house opens can be adjusted with a lechi or a kora, he was surprised and went to challenge Shmuel, since Shmuel had said, Ein lanu be'erevin el be'lashon mishnas neinu, we do not have the right to establish leniencies in the laws of Erevin other than those found in the wording of the Mishnah. And he applied that to our Mishnah that stated, Shamavu l'chatzeros k'chatzu abatim. The relationship of a mavui to its chatzeros is similar to the relationship of a chatzer to its houses. The plural form of chatzeros implies that more than one chatzer is required to grant mavui status. Shmuel was silent, and the Gemara seeks to determine if his silence meant that he accepted or that he rejected the challenge. So the expert witness who was testifying in the case of a mavui with a ruin on one side, quoting with confidence the Lashon of a Mishnah, was asked if he saw the chazan who ate dinner at home go to sleep in the shul. Which reminds us, the Gemara suggested that Shmuel did not retract his position based on a mavui in which Eva's Bar Ihi lived, that was adjusted with a lechi and Shmuel permitted it. The Gemara in Amud Beis clarifies that a shul also opened into the mavui that contained an apartment, making this a case of a mavui with one chatzer, the one in which Eva's lived, and one house, the apartment in the shul. After Shmuel's death, Rav Anan came and threw the lechi down because it did not have two chatzeros with two houses each opening into it, and Eva's protested since the lechi was done under the direction of Shmuel. This seems to indicate that Shmuel did not retract his position. The Gemara rejects his proof, saying that Shmuel did accept Rebbe Elazar's objection and retracted and required two chatzeros with two houses each. In this case, the chazan of the shul would eat his meals at his home in another chatzer and sleep in the shul. Since Shmuel held that Makom Wina Gorim, where one sleeps, defines his residence, the shul building was considered a regular chatzir with two homes, the room the chazan slept in, as well as another apartment in it. This, together with the chatzir of Ivus, made the mabui legitimate since it was considered to have two chatzeros. Daf Ein Hei, so the Simfra Ein Hei is an Am Ha'aretz, so here goes. The neighbors of the Am Ha'aretz, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Hei. The neighbors of the Am Ha'aretz, who were already annoyed with his constant walking through their chatzir, which reminds us, the next Mishnah introduces Malchus between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim in a case of two chatzeros which are arranged one behind the other, and each one joined in its own Erev. The point of the dispute is whether the Drisus of Regel, the rite of passage of the inner chatzir, restricts the outer chatzir. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he explained in the name of Yanai the understanding of the Malchokas, which was subsequently challenged. When Ravin came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, he gave over the proper understanding of Rav Yanai's explanation of the Malchokas, that in fact there are three opinions. The Tanakhama holds Regel Muteras Eino Oseras. The rite of passage of a person who is permitted in his own chatzir does not restrict the outer chatzir. Rav Yekiva holds Afil Regel Muteras Oseras. Even the rite of passage of someone who is permitted in his own chatzir forbids. And the Rabban hold, Keshem Shel Regel Muteras Eino Oseras. Just as the rite of passage of a person who is permitted does not restrict, Kach Regel Asura Eino Oseras. So to the rite of passage of a person who is restricted does not restrict. So the neighbors of the Amars, who were already annoyed with its constant walking through their chatzir and forgetting to join in the joint Erev, which reminds us, it was stated in the Braisa that if the residents of the two chatzeros placed a joint Erev in the inner chatzer, and one of the residents of the outer chatzer forgot to join in the Erev, Rav Akiva holds that the residents of both chatzeros are restricted, whereas the Chachamim say that the inner chatzer is permitted and the outer one is restricted. The Gemara explains that according to the Chachamim who hold, Ein bet rishus mechatzer lechatzer, they allow the inner chatzer to dissolve the Erev because they can claim, I merged with you to improve my situation and not to detract from it. Rabbi Kiva does not permit the inner residents to dissolve the Erev, since he holds Yesh Beturishos Mechatzer V'Chatzer. This provides an alternative way for the inner residents to restore their rights in the Chatzer via the residents in the outer Chatzer being Mevat Rishos in their Chatzer. So the neighbors of the Amarites, who are already annoyed with this constant walking through their Chatzer and forgetting to join in the joint Erev, were horrified when they found out that he just bought the 10th house in the long row of housing. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Asar Batim Zeh Lifnim Mizeh. If 10 houses are arranged one behind the other, where only the outer house opens directly to the chatzir, Pnimi Nosin as a Ruv of a Dial, the inner house must contribute its portion of an Erev being formed in the chatzir with the other residents, and this is sufficient. Rabbi Yochanan said, Afil Chitzon, even the outer one must contribute, which the Gemara clarifies to mean the ninth inner house. The Gemara explains that Shmuel holds Beishar the Yachid Shmei Beishar. The gatehouse of an individual is legally treated as a gatehouse, and therefore the ninth house, which only serves as an entrance for the 10th house, does not restrict the chatzir, whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds, Loshmei Beishar, it is not treated as a gatehouse and must contribute to the Erev. All the other houses are considered a Beishar since they serve as entranceways for more than one house, and therefore do not restrict the Erev. Daf Ein Vav. So the Simfra Ein Vav is an IV tube intravena. So here goes. The sick construction worker on IV. IV? That must mean we're on Daf Ein Vav. The sick construction worker on IV hallucinated and saw a Beishar that morphed into a house at Bein HaShemashos, which reminds us, Rechava tested the Rabbanim with the following question. If there are two chatzeros with two houses between them, and one chatzer placed its Erev in the house which adjoins the other chatzer, and the other chatzer did the same and placed its Erev in the house adjoining the other chatzer, do they each acquire an Erev or not? The question hinges on the following. Do we judge each house as the house for an Erev on the far side, and the house in between as a Beishar, a gatehouse, or do we judge each house as a beishar to the chatzer that adjoins it? The Rabban answered that either way they do not acquire an Erev. If each house is deemed a beishar, it doesn't work, since an Erev in a beishar is invalid. If each house is deemed a house, then each chatzer would have to walk through a house that was not joined in its Erev. The Gemara clarifies that this is different than Bein HaShemashos, which can be deemed halachically nighttime for some and daytime for others, since lo minkara milsa, it's not a noticeable thing, since the first part could be day and the latter part night. It's therefore not a clear contradiction, and people would take these halachas seriously. A house, however, must be either a house or a beishar, not both. Rashi explains that to consider it as a house to one person and as a beishar to another will make this halacha look like a joke. So the sick construction worker on IV hallucinated and saw a beishar that morphed into a house at Bein HaShemashos land on a chatzer wall with a square frame inside a round window. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the seventh parak states, Chalon sheben shtei chatzeros, arba'a or arba'a besochasara. In a case of a window between two chatzeros that is at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim in size and located within 10 tefachim of the ground, ma'arvin shnayim, the residents of the two chatzeros may join in two independent Erevs because they are still considered separate areas, Or if they desire, they may join in one communal Erev because the window connects them. Rush explains that since the height of the wall to the window is less than the 10 tefachim minimum height of Mechitza, and since the window's size qualifies it as a portal, the two chetzeros are considered connected and may join in an Erev. Rabbi Yochanan said that a round window in the wall must have a circumference of 24 tefachim, and the lower two tefachim and a bit more must be within 10 tefachim of the ground, so that if one inscribes a 4x4 square inside the circle, it will be found the part of the square is within 10 tefachim of the ground. The Gemara analyzes this ruling. So the sick construction worker on IV hallucinated and saw a beishar that morphed into a house, a banish mashos, land on a chatzar wall with a square frame inside a round window, separating homes with high windows and full of floating objects. Which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, Loshanu el chalon sheben shtei chatzeros. This ruling was only learned regarding a window between two chatzeros, of al chalon sheben shnei batim. But a window that is between two houses, afil amal masar nami, even if it's completely above 10 tefachim, imratzim arvin echad. If the residents of the two homes want to join in one mutual erev, they may. The reason for this is basic man damali dami. A house is regarded as being full of objects. Therefore, the window is considered as though it were not higher than 10 tefachim from the floor. Daf Ein Zayin. So the Simra Ein Zayin is a goat. A goat. So here goes. The world-famous circus goats. Goats. That must mean we're on Daf Ein Zayin. The world-famous circus goats dance along the thin wall between the two chetzeros, which reminds us. The Gemara brings Malchokas regarding a wall between two chetzeros that is 10 tefachim high, but not 4 tefachim wide. Rav said, Avishtei Rishu Yishalatz Behen, the airspace of the two domains, meaning the unmerged chetzeros, control the top of the wall. Therefore, one may not move anything on it, even as much as the fullness of a hair. The Gemara clarifies that the top is a makompatur, and it should be mutter to carry on top of the wall, and even to carry from the top of the wall to each chatzer, as we find that it's permitted to carry from a makompatur to Rosh Hashiyachid and to Rosh Hashirabim. However, Rav holds, Chachamim asu chizuk divreim yosim mishal Torah. The Rabban strengthened their own enactments, meaning they were more machmir with the Isuri the Rabban out of concern that people will violate them in order to move things between two chatzeros, than they were that people will violate an Isur D'oraisa in a similar situation. Rav Yochanan disagrees with Rav and holds that people can even carry food from their chatzer to the top of the wall since it's a makom patur. So the world-famous circus goats dance along the thin wall between two chatzeros, then did backflips down to the lower chatzer, which reminds us, Rav said in the name of Rav Huna, who said in the name of Rav Nachman, Koso sheben shtei chatzeros, a wall which is between two chatzeros, tzido echod gevo asor tefachim, if one of its sides is 10 tefachim high, Tzido echod shavu'al ha'aretz, and one of its sides is level with the ground of the other chatzer, which Rashi explains to mean that it doesn't reach a full 10 tefachim, noisin oso lezeh sheshavu'al ha'aretz. We give the use of the top of the wall to this chatzer, which its ground is level with the wall, mishum da'havu lezeh tashmish benachis, because for the residents of the upper chatzer, it's easy to use, since the top of the wall is within 10 tefachim of the chatzer's floor. Lezeh tashmish bakasha, and for the residents of the lower chatzer, its use is with difficulty. And in every case where one's chatzer's use is with ease and the other's use is with difficulty, noisin oso lezeh shetashmish benachis, we give use of it to this chatzer for which the use is with ease. So the world-famous circus goats dance along the thin wall between two chatzeros, then did backflips down to the lower chatzer, before climbing back on a movable Egyptian ladder on their two hind legs. Which reminds us, the Gemara introduces a ruling regarding reducing the height of the wall below 10 tefachim so that its top can be considered a pesach. Sulma mitzri ein mamayit, v'hatsuri mamayit. An Egyptian ladder doesn't reduce the height of the wall when leaned against it, but a Tyrian ladder does. An Egyptian ladder has less than 4 rungs, and a Tyrian ladder has 4. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, asked Rav Ashi why the Egyptian ladder doesn't work to reduce the height of the wall, and Rav Ashi explained, Mishum da havale davrishin nita b'shabbos, because it's something that may be moved on Shabbos, but kol davrishin nita b'shabbos ein mamayit, and anything that may be moved on Shabbos doesn't reduce the height of the wall. Since the Tzuri ladder is heavy, it will presumably not be moved on Shabbos, which makes it as if it's permanent. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Masechus Brachos and Shabbos. Number 1. Which of you have the case of a mabui where the chazan slept in a shul and Shmuel held makam lina gorim? That's on daf Ein Dalet. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have a malkus regarding what to do if one of the residents of an outer chatzer forgets to participate in a joint erev that was placed in the inner chatzer? That's on daf Ein Hey. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have that a wall that is between two chatzeros that are not on the same level? The higher chatzer can use its top since it's easier for them to use. That's on daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have a question? One can make an ordinary tree or an asherah tree into a ladder to allow chatzeros to make a mutual erev. That's on daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 5. which of the one that a house cannot have the din of both a bias and a base shahr? That's on Daf. Ein Vav. Good, number six. Which of the one that straw rungs placed between two narrow ladders does not extend the length of the rungs to give the ladder the status of a pesach? That's on Daf. Ein Ches. Good, number seven. Which of the one that a window between two homes can be above 10 tefachim and the two homes can make a communal air because a house is regarded as full of objects? That's on Daf. Ein Vav. Good, number eight. Which of the one that a window and a wall between two chetzeros that is 4x4 tefachim and within 10 tefachim the ground enables them to make one communal air if they want? That's on Daf. Ein Vav. Good, number nine. Which of the one that a suum mitzri does not reduce the height of the wall since it's movable and the rule is a kol davar shenito ein mamai? That's on Daf. Ein Zayin. Good, and number 10. Which Daf do we have the three-way machlokes regarding a peg that was wedged into the top of a post that was 10x4 tefachim? Whether it makes it a makom betur, that's on Daf. Ein Ches. Great, now the three bonus questions. Number one, which of the one the two psukim which are brought as makoros for making a zimun, that's on Daf? Mem Hei and Brachas. Good, number two, which of the one who says David HaMelech sinned is mistaken, that's on Daf? Nun Vav and Masechta Shabbos. Good, and number three, which Daf the one that the small boats of Meishon are a karma is given their narrow bottoms, that's on Daf? Kufalof and Shabbos. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.